the mountaintop in Tennessee. Green estate in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so's he knew every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy Crockett,
going to the Alamo Bowl. Davy Crockett, his face has three moles. Yeah, very little rhymes.
Oh, hi.
Hey, just singing to ourselves here.
I didn't see you there.
Funny that we ran into each other on this set. I imagine, if you want to know what this looks like at home, by the way, we record these in kind of like the same environment that Bing Crosby and David Bowie sang Little Drummer Boy in. Like, there's a piano, some candles, some shitty carpet.
It's always splayed on top of the piano, but not in a sexy way. Just like, and this is where we fell over after like a tequila and peppermint schnapps binge.
Yeah, my face is on the keyboard, right? You know, occasionally you hear it pressed down an actual key. I really think this is one of the biggest mismatches in all of bowl season.
I know, it's going to be amazing.
It could be really, really bad, and you know it'll be bad. I just got done walking around the streets of San Antone, as I'm told it's called in romantic Western lingo.
Oh, are you in Texas?
I am. I'm going to this game tonight.
By the grace of which corporation?
Oh, that'd be Allstate. Ching.
Oh, you are in good hands.
Oh, I was in such good hands, literally.
Thanks. Allstate, give us free shit.
Yeah, they gave me a free ticket to the bowl. Yay. I mean, not that I couldn't pick one up for $20 because it's a bowl game, but it's all Oklahoma State fans, if you want to know. All people in orange, and there's like four Arizona fans, which I know isn't all of them because I know there's at least like 20 of them.
All of which will be driving home drunk after tonight in honor of Justin Blackmon. Oh!
Oh, gazang!
He drove drunk one time, so it's funny.
Oh, back from it. By the way, that's a long way to drive drunk, so you might want to bring, if you want to stay drunk, you might as well pick up another bottle along the way, because it's a very, very long way from here to Arizona. Thus, I think the poor turnout. That's why there's a lot more Oklahomans in the building. So the
Arizonans know they're about to get waxed.
About to get waxed, because if you don't know, this bowl game, one, San Antonio, underrated. It's quite a pleasant little place. Two, that this bowl game, they don't need events. Evidently, they just figured out that we just turn our players loose, kind of let things happen. And three, that you should know, they're gonna get killed.
That Mike Stoops loses football games.
At least this version, he goes back and forth from like good Mike Stoops to bad Mike Stoops. This bad Mike Stoops is the bad silent film actor that we're accustomed to seeing pitching a fit on the sideline, complaining. You know, as what the Wall Street Journal had him at complaining 70% of the time.
Yeah, he's like a Molière character. He ought to be wearing a powdered wig and high stockings.
I have proved this, Your Majesty, and for a few florins more, I shall prove the opposite.
Piccadilly!
Yeah, he's a guy who, in proper casting, would have been the dude who was beheaded.
Played by Maggie Smith.
Right, before Marie Antoinette was beheaded, right? Like, he would have been the guy on the podium before that, right? Sacre bleu! The game itself, Oklahoma State, I want you to apologize, Holly.
Yes, I have some apologizing to do. Because I, and in my defense, I think pretty much everybody I know picked the Pokes to finish last in the Big 12 South this year. Not based on any problems with you know, their personnel or how they run their program. You know, obviously we're big fans of lots and lots of points, and we love Mike Gundy because we love good television, but because they lost everybody. And then this kid, Brandon Whedon, who's a junior, follows Zach Robinson into the starter's position, throws for 4,000 yards, which is a lot, even in the Big 12 South. You get Justin Blackmon, who's a sophomore, who had something like 20 catches last year, makes 102 catches this year. Justin Blackmon had 1,665 receiving yards, and that's with a one-game suspension. That's with him sitting out a game.
Yeah, which means the inhuman numbers for the guy in this system, even for this system, like
even for this is a big deal, even in the environment that they're operating within, which is a point happy one,
right? They and one that will feature one wide receiver all day as long as he's open. You know, Dez Bryant came out of this same system. They weren't afraid to just, you know, ride him until his legs fell off. this is different. This guy's actually surpassed that. And
so seriously, our bad, Oklahoma State. We're real sorry, and we've really enjoyed watching you this year.
Oh, a ridiculously fun team. Though one, the real key, I think, to the way this all works is, one, the willingness to run the ball, and two, the dude who can do it, Kendall Hunter. Kendall Hunter is...
Kendall Hunter, 1,500 yards for Kendall Hunter this year. On speaking of running a guy into the ground, on 261 carries.
Yeah, 200, which in this day and age, you know, you really don't see that outside of what, like, Al Golden's offenses at Temple, mm-hmm. right?
Look who they run against. This guy has to run against Oklahoma.
Right. And
lose, but still.
Yeah, which that's another thing the fans here have said. They say, well, you know, we don't need any motivation against somebody named Stoops, which is just further proof that Oklahoma's kind of part of the South, because they're like, if you say, oh, well, that's Mike Stoops, and he's not Bob, they're like, we don't care.
Well, he's Ken.
He's Ken. He bleeds. Pain to
Mike will pain Bob. Wait, I always forget this. Who is that mysterious fourth? Isn't there like a fourth Stoops brother who doesn't coach?
Zeppo. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Zeppo Stoops.
Not his name.
Stage fright. Just doesn't like to be on the sidelines.
Yeah.
This was also Brandon Whedon, it should be mentioned. Brandon Whedon, you know, who somewhere between 26 and 35 years old.
He's fizzled.
Yeah, a Chris Winkie case, right? Yeah. Somebody who went and played baseball and then came back when that didn't work out. And what a wise decision, since he is a 4,000-yard passer.
He's a 27-year-old junior who threw for 4,000 yards in his first season as a starter.
Yeah, I mean, Kendall Hunter got a lot of carries. He got 261, the lion's share of the carries for this team. Brandon Whedon threw the ball 470 times.
And I know it's Tulsa, but I just want to throw out, Brandon Whedon at one point threw 6 touchdowns. I just want to read his stat line from Tulsa because I love it. He was 23 of 32 for 409 yards, a long of 81. He threw 6 touchdowns. No interceptions for a quarterback rating of 241.
Yeah.
He's fun.
Yeah, no, he's fun. That is the point. This is more than most teams, a ridiculously fun team to watch in that they score a lot of points and sometimes play defense. They do. We're not talking complete permissiveness. We're not talking a GERG kind of defense, a Michigan type of defense. No. I mean, they've limited some good opponents to some very low scores. They also gave up 51 to Nebraska. And Nebraska, by the way, involved in, like, if you had 5 of the most baffling games this year, they were involved in at least 5 of them. Like Nebraska.
Just that one game where that little Roy character broke out. What did they have, a 300-yard rusher in that one game?
Roy Helu, yeah. And you know, that Taylor Martinez would look, like, really good one game and then look like a completely different human being the next. But they ended up, there were 2 losses on the year, a heartbreaking loss to Oklahoma, 47-41. You know, that one in the Bedlam game means a lot to them. It doesn't matter how many times they actually lose this game. It means a tremendous amount. By the way, remember the dude who actually sort of brought Oklahoma State back to prominence in this game, back to competitiveness? That's Les Miles.
You're who? One,
yeah, that's the best part is that. Imagine, this is Les Miles has been Les Miles for so long that we sometimes forget that he was Les Miles in the Big 12.
And right.
That Oklahoma, with their finely tuned machines, would go into that Bedlam game and get whacked. Like, have to brawl with Oklahoma State. And we didn't even notice it at the time. We didn't even notice, like, oh, who could be capable of this kind of madness, right?
Yeah, because they're playing amongst the tumbleweeds.
Right. And then...
We're provincial.
And then he comes to LSU and creates his masterwork, right? You thought those Oklahoma State teams were scrappy, quirky, and inconsistent? Oh, no, my friend. Les Miles at LSU made his previous insane work at Oklahoma State look like a warm-up in comparison. So football, the continuity here that these coaches are, one, aggressive, two, charismatic. Mike Gundy, keep in mind, he was 40 at one time. He's now older than that, but this is a guy who
still has rocking the Sonic the Hedgehog hair.
Exactly, still rocking the Sonic the Hedgehog hair. Pales in comparison to his 80s mullet, which, by the way, when we did Q&A today with Thurman Thomas, I said we'd give a free sweatshirt away to anyone who actually had a picture of Mike Gundy's mullet, and this, like, 15-year-old kid comes up with a cell phone and he has Mike Gundy's mullet pic.
Saved on his phone.
Yeah, like, here you go. So the cult of Mike Gundy's 1986 mullet, totally alive in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Let's talk for a little bit about Arizona, because I like talking about bad football teams. And this
they have a haircut. They have a haircut at quarterback, and it's a fine haircut. But
beautiful, stunning. Nick Foles.
That's it.
Yeah, and Nick Foles is, I think, going to be a good quarterback, though his stats sometimes get padded because they do throw a lot of short stuff. They do throw a lot of screens. They haven't really, their offensive line this year, if you want to know offensively what's kind of been wrong with them, their offensive line at times
Arizona State is pointing and laughing at their offensive line at times this year.
Ah, yeah, and that ain't good. They didn't have the same production from Nick Grigsby this year, or they do platoon at running back as well, and neither one, he and Keola Antolin really haven't added up. They rushed for over 1,000 yards between the two of them, but it wasn't exactly what they would have anticipated in order to follow up last season. They also it just finished the season on as bad a note as you would care to. And by that, I mean a whopping 4-game losing streak in agonizing fashion in conference, all 4 conference games. Stanford, USC, getting destroyed by Oregon. And 48-29, and then finally the worst. You watched this game, right? Arizona.
Oh, it was amazing. That's what I thought was so heartbreaking about this lose streak, because they lost big to Stanford, they lost close to USC, they got blown out again by Oregon, and then they had another close loss. It was like a wide palette of losing colors.
Right. They lose this game.
Many shades of fail.
They lose this game 30-29.
Double overtime.
Alex Zendejas, their kicker, gets an extra point blocked late, and then he gets an extra point blocked. Gets an extra point blocked in double overtime to lose.
There's not a Facebook group in support of this guy.
No. I don't think the people of Arizona and the University of Arizona football base necessarily think that way. I don't think anybody
but Boise thinks that way, frankly. And I'm not knocking them for it. I thought it was really sweet.
It's very sweet, but I don't know if that would
I don't think it would happen anywhere else.
No, in the SEC, there would be like various types of websites devoted to it. Fricassee him.
Let's hunt and kill Kyle Brooksman. That's what would happen in the SEC.
Let's play most dangerous game.
And that's to our detriment. But
with Kyle Brooksman. This is a team that finished with the full Iowa. I mean, you know, very much like Iowa in the sense that they finished very badly. So maybe I should pick them. Maybe that's how this works.
Okay, you go on and pick them, and let's put money on this.
Yeah, sure. We'll put one American dollar on this game.
It has to be the coin with the pretty lady on it.
Yeah, with Susan B. Anthony.
Yeah.
we'll put her on the line. I'm going to go ahead and say, because it makes absolutely no sense, and the rest of my bowl picks have been so bad, Arizona takes this thing, baby.
God go with you, son.
And your wager. We need it on the record.
Oklahoma State, and it's not going to be close. And it's not going to be close very, very early.
Yeah. I would like to reiterate, I'm making this bet because it makes no sense. And in a rational world, Arizona would lose this game by 4 touchdowns.
I would like to reiterate that I have not looked at the statistics for Arizona's defense, mainly because the NCAA, in their infinite wisdom, chose this week to put their stat site down for maintenance, and I'm easily swayed by shiny, shiny points.
Yeah, if that shiny points and the lack of Mike Stoops loses football games, that should really be enough to do that. By the way, I have to now, after this game, I go to this game, and then I have to get on a plane and attempt to get on a plane without ID.
What did you do? Now what?
I lost my driver's license.
Is this the point where we start to tell the story of what happened when we were taking you to NASCAR?
I drove a NASCAR without a license. Now having lost my license.
But this guy shows up at the driving experience, the Dale Jarrett, whatever the corn pone driving experience is. And he's like, now I don't have a driver's license, but I can fax it or have my wife send a cell phone. And they interrupt and they're like, oh, that's fine.
That's not necessary. See, that's exactly how this game's going to be won. Mike Stoops and Arizona show up. Nick Foles, like, struts onto the field. And the defensive line, they're sitting there chattering at him like, hey, you guys don't have any blocking ability. Your run game's not all that. You don't even have a solid, like, you don't have one running back. You finished the game on a four-game, or finished the season on a four-game losing streak. You have no right to be here. You don't have the license. And you know what Nick Foles is going to do? He's going to drop the hammer, baby. Peel out in the parking lot and take Arizona to victory.
He's a haircut.
That's where we're going to end it, by the way.
And scene.
Yeah.